This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. There have been numerous milestones in my life, musically speaking, including the birth of this show 5 seasons ago. But I have to go back to the ripe old age of 3 when I received a record player and a few records as the beginning. A few years later, thanks to CKOW and Wixie, radio became my format of choice. But the real epiphany, thanks to a hand-me-down dead A-track that still had a working radio in it, was the new FM band that really opened my ears to my future. I was in heaven. But the incredible diversity of what I was hearing left me with a problem. Where can I get this offbeat obscure stuff I'm listening to? Enter one of the greatest places on earth, used record stores. Combine disposable income with cheap records, the results, hundreds of new additions to my collection monthly, and thanks to the prices, the opportunity to take a chance on a record that you knew nothing about. Sometimes it was the cover art, sometimes it was just the name of the band that caught my eye, resulting in a massive amount of new music. Some worthless drivel, but some great stuff. This gold was worthless unless you had someone to share it with. Enter the mixtape, where we all try to desperately out-obscure each other. And nowhere is a great mixtape worth its weight in gold than on a road trip when the radio stations of Cleveland fade out, which, I know it took a while to get to the point, and I appreciate your patience, is the subject of this, the first show of Season 6. Songs of the road, of driving, music that makes you want to roll the windows down and go a bit faster. Season 6 starts now.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she is lonely,
we've got
No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Oh, one more rain, I love her gone. When I get lonely and I'm sure I've had enough, she says the comfort comes.
Let's go.
I would be remiss in my responsibilities as show host, considering this week's theme not to open with what is the obvious choice. Now, I know the whole idea behind this show is to showcase the obscure and the lesser heard, but Radar Love is the song you think of when you think of driving. Can't say I've experienced a song on the highway at 4:30 as the song refers, but somewhere between Columbus and Cincinnati on I-71, while on my way to visit someone that at the time seemed worthy of the drive, when the song came on the radio, that happened. Just a side note, if you try physically playing the song yourself, it doesn't count. The beat, sounding a bit like expansion strips at 75 miles an hour, are from Deep Purple's Highway Star, the lead-off track from their nearly perfect LP, Machine Head. The song was also their choice for an opening number when the band played live. Now, it's a bit ironic that Sniffin' the Tears' driver's seat has absolutely nothing to do with driving. It was all about being in control of whatever situation you're in, being in the driver's seat. Thanks to the song's inclusion in a few commercials, with interest regained, what was left of the band in 1991 re-recorded a new version. Now, this is where I redeem myself, which is hardly ever heard. The new version was released also as a single. There's any number of Springsteen songs that would fit this week's bill. Thunder Road and Racing the Streets come to mind immediately, but the not-so-literal choice is Born to Run, a song that in my generation of Cleveland radio signified the beginning of the weekend, the end of the work week, and the reason to gently exceed the speed limit, just to get started with the festivities as early as possible. The version I've chosen is from the legendary Acora simulcast show from the night of August 9th, 1978, where Bruce played for nearly 3 hours. Back when Cleveland radio actually meant something.
On Highway 9. Thank you.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. The first car radio was made by the predecessor to Motorola and installed in 1930. And if you are to believe a study funded by the Israel National Road Safety Authority, it was the beginning of the end. It would be of no surprise to anyone that loud music in a car would cause you not to hear horns, sirens, and other important sounds. But the aforementioned study went a bit further, showing that up-tempo songs caused measurable driver deficiencies, especially among inexperienced teens. And you thought this was just another pointless Vinyl Garage theme show.
Oh,
from former Van Halen and Montrose frontman Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55. The song was written roadside as the ticket was being written for 62 in a 55. Released as a single and included on 1984's VOA album. Also featuring a former and current Van Halen lead, the song Panama was from the album 1984, not coincidentally released that same year. The engine sounds were from Eddie Van Halen's Lamborghini. It was backed up to the studio door with the exhaust pipes mic'd. Danger Zone was originally offered to Bryan Adams for inclusion in the film Top Gun. Bryan, a Canadian, felt that the movie was nothing more than U.S. military propaganda. Hard to argue that. Declined. Next, it was offered to Toto, but due to legalities, they also turned it down. Kenny Loggins was already in the studio, and the recording was needed quickly. The rest was history.
You're going to sing to me?
Yeah, me and you. All right, an opportunity I've been waiting for all my life.
I'm a frockin' wait.
Come on, babe, get in here.
Get your motor running. Hey, down on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen.
Uh-huh.
Take the world in a loving ring.
Oh, yes.
Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space.
I like smoke and lightning.
Oh, I do too.
Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen. Take the world in a loving race.
Oh, Aussie.
Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space.
Oh.
Like it's true, nature style. We were born, born to be wild.
Yes, yes.
We can climb.
Ozzy, get off the floor! Ozzy!
Give me a kiss.
No way! I'm out of here!
A real good time. I feel alive.
Speed of light.
good time. Just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
'Cause I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me now.
Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all. Yeah, I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload.
Like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hints. From Moses twice. I'm in love with rock and roll, and I'll be out all night rolling up. That's right.
Everyone's Let's Go Faster in the Car list was Born to Be Wild. But nobody would have paired Ozzy Osbourne with Miss Piggy as the artists. For your own copy, you'll need to find Ozzy's Prince of Darkness box set from 2005 or the Kermit Unpigged album from 1994. Queen's Don't Stop Me Now could have been a message to the guy with the radar gun. And besides, they were having such a good time. Don't you dare write me a ticket now. Found on 1978's Jazz LP. The Canadian band Red Rider featured this lead singer and songwriter on their best-known cut, Lunatic Fringe. But for the show, Tom Cochran, as a solo artist, contributed Life is a Highway. What better song about driving fast than the Eagles' James Dean? Although it didn't end well for the song's namesake, it fits perfectly here from 1974's On the Border LP. A song destined to be the Massachusetts state rock song, The Modern Lovers' Roadrunner rounds out the show, all about traveling the Mass Pike and Route 128. Thanks for joining this week for the first show of Season 6. I'd like to announce a new feature for the Garage this season, a closing commentary I'm calling Just Saying. Hopefully, I'll be able to come up with something intelligent and insightful each week. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a good thing that the greatest senior citizen rock band in the world, the Rolling Stones, wants to tour, and more importantly, are healthy enough to tour. But the real question is, should they? This summer's Zipco tour was their 44th major outing since their 1963 British tour. Personally, I don't think anything they've done since 1978 Some Girls is worthy of a listen, but as long as there's ticket buyers with more money than sense and everyone else fills their bank accounts, the band is more than happy to oblige. But still, I can't help but feel a bit embarrassed for them. Just saying. Keep in touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.